Hello everyone, welcome back. So today I'm going to share with you a tremendous yesod. And it's a yesod that appears in several of the Svarim HaKadoshim, including the Keser Rosh from Chaim Volozhiner, and the Chidah in several of his writings, and it as well appears in the Sefer Maimer Mordechai from Mordechai Schwab. And it's a brilliant insight in how a person should interact with a person that he feels is his enemy. How do you go about repairing a relationship with a person that you perceive as your enemy? So we all know the incident that appears in this week's parsha of Yaakov Avinu employing a certain amount of deception in taking the brachis that his father had reserved for his brother Esav and instead taking it for himself. And in the aftermath of this incident, his mother tells him that he has to run away. And Rivka Imenu tells her son Yaakov, your brother is out to seek revenge, and he's out to kill you. And you should better run away in order to save your own skin. But how long should you stay away? Says Rivka in Perek Chav Zayin in Pasuk Mem Dalid, Ad Asher Toshuv Chamas Achicha. How long should you stay away? Until the anger of your brother subsides. Ad asher toshuv chamas achicha. Until the anger of your brother cools down. But the pasuk then continues with something that seems redundant. Says the pasuk, Ad shuv af achicha mimcha. Until the anger that you have for your brother will go away. So this seems to be a repetition over here, and it's very difficult to understand. So again, Rivka tells her son Yaakov to run away and escape from the clutches of his brother Esav. And how long should he stay away? Ad asher toshuv chamas achicha, until the anger of your brother subsides. Ad shuv af achicha mimcha, until the anger of your brother subsides from you. So what's going on over here? Says Rav Mordechai Schwab, a tremendous yesod. We all know the pasuk. The pasuk is in Mishlei, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes. The pasuk says, Kamayim haponim laponim. Relationships are reciprocal. If you have feelings of warmth towards a certain individual, he will respond in kind. He will reciprocate and as well have feelings of warmth towards you. And if you have feelings of resentment towards him, his conduct towards you will reflect those feelings, and he as well will resent you. So on a simple level, what the pasuk is telling us is that people get the vibe. They get the vibe, even if it's not overt and it's not explicit. They receive and instinctively react to feelings that you have towards them. So if you have positive feelings towards someone, those feelings come across. And therefore, those feelings will be mirrored and their interactions with you will reflect those feelings that you have towards them. So if you have feelings of anger and resentment, then they will feel that. They will get the vibe and they will react instinctively. They will mirror those feelings that you have towards them. That's the simple understanding of this pasuk. It's very pragmatic. You have to make sure in interactions that you realize that the vibes that you give off will be felt by the recipient. Say these great gedolim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Chidah, and Reb Mordechai Schwab, there's a much deeper understanding of this pasuk. And Shlomo HaMelech is trying to convey something much more profound. It's not just a pragmatic advice. There's something metaphysical going on over here. There's something supernatural that the pasuk is teaching us about. And that is, that even if you don't interact at all with this person that you have feelings towards, they feel the feelings that you have in your heart. Those feelings transfer over to their heart. So if you have feelings of warmth towards a certain individual, they will reflect those feelings and they as well will have those feelings towards you. And if you have feelings of resentment towards the person, they automatically, instinctively, in their heart, will have those same feelings towards you. Even if you don't meet them, even if you don't convey those feelings, there's something supernatural that the pasuk is trying to convey over here. Kamayim haponim alponim king leva adam la adam. It's automatic. If you have feelings of happiness, of warmth, towards an individual, they automatically, in their heart, will feel that. And says Rav Mordechai Schwab, that's exactly what the pasuk over here means. Rivka is telling her son, escape the clutches of your brother. He's about to kill you. And how long should you stay away? Am asher toshuv chamas achich. Until the anger of your brother subsides. Until his resentment cools down. But how do you know when his anger will subside? How do you know that it's safe to return? You know when? Says Rivka. Ad shuv afachich mimcha. When the anger that you have towards him cools down. When you no longer feel any anger towards him. When you have positive feeling towards him, then you know that he as well will have those feelings of resentment dissipate and those feelings of anger will all subside. Because kamayim haponim alponim ki leva adam la'adam. So Rivka is telling him how he knows when it's going to be safe to return. Says Rivka, ad asher toshuv chamas achich, until the anger of your brother subsides. But how do you know when that will happen? Continues Rivka, ad shuv af achicha mimcha. When you no longer have feelings of resentment towards him, you then will know that he as well will reflect those feelings and he as well will cool down and have those feelings of anger subside. The Chidah as well talks about this yisayid, and the Chidah brings it down regarding a very fundamental question that is asked by the Rishayim. We all know the story of Yosef being separated from his father for 22 years, and he's sold as a slave, and he ends up in Mitzrayim, and he eventually becomes the viceroy of Mitzrayim. And we all know the story of his father Yaakov suffering from tremendous agony and not knowing what occurred to his son Yosef. Yosef finally has a son. And after all these years, he has this son and he chooses his name. And what does he choose for his name? The name Menashe. Now, why does he choose the name Menashe for his oldest son? It says the pasuk, Ki nishani elekim. We call this Avi. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me forget my father's home. And all of the Rishonim spend a lot of time trying to figure out what in the world Yosef was thinking when he gave him this name. That's a praise? That's a HaKaras HaToyev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Thank you for helping me forget my father's home? My father's suffering from pain, from agony, from torture. And I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for helping me forget my father's home? Says the Chidah, unbelievable. Yosef wanted very much to relate to his father what had occurred and that he was still alive. But he couldn't send a message to his father and tell him that he was still alive because, as the Rishonim say, there was a nevuah that had to be fulfilled, and that nevuah negated the possibility of notifying his father in some way that he was still alive. But he had to do something. Yosef had to do something. He knew that his father was suffering terribly as a result of his absence. This was his dear son, the son that he was so close to, his Harusa, who had disappeared and was gone for 22 years. Says Yosef, how do I help my father stop thinking about me? How do I somehow remove myself from the consciousness of my father and from the pain that my father is constantly experiencing as a result of my absence? Says Yosef, I'm going to daven, Ki nishani elekim. I will forget my father. I will forget my father's home. And then we can employ the pasuk, Kamayim aponim aponim kein leva adam la'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me forget my father, and as a result, my father will forget me. My father will somewhat forget about my existence and he will be able to continue his life. He will stop suffering so terribly. Those feelings of pain and guilt that my father lives with on a constant basis will dissipate because I forget him, and as a result, kamayim upon him, it's unnatural. It's supernatural. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him forget me as a result of me forgetting him. Kamayim haponim elponim kinle v'adam la'adam. It's something that's in the Bria. It's something that's in the Metzias, that when you have a feeling towards someone, it's instinctive, it's reactive, it's reciprocal, and he as well will in turn have those feelings towards you. So he said, Kei Neshani Elikim, because he was praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I forgot my father, and as a result, that enabled him to somewhat forget me and continue his life. Have yourself a wonderful day.